We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to an audio-only edition of the AZ Wildcats podcast. All right, we're going to talk Arizona football first. All right, coming out of spring, we've got to say that there are very, very good vibes. Listen, getting Takario Davis back is something we've talked about all week, and it's impossible to quite quantify how big this was, because this was a little bit different than T-Mac and Noah Fifita, in that both those guys, neither one really wanted to leave, and when neither one really wanted to leave, it was going to be pretty easy for, I think, both of them to stay, and then a lot of people followed suit. Takario Davis was a top target of Jed Fish, and Takario Davis gave this coaching staff an absolute opportunity to be able to go through with everything, and they obviously passed with flying colors. Now, a couple thoughts. Noah Fifita was absolutely fantastic this spring. He is going to have a dynamite sophomore season. I don't think there's any doubt about that. If Arizona, obviously, I think Arizona at this point wants to address the wide receiver room. It'll be interesting to see if they're able to get Elijah Badger to come to the U of A. The offensive line needs to be addressed. You need to get some more guys in there. But overall, right now, I think you got to feel pretty good about where the line is. Now, something to keep in mind, too, this is not like it was back in the day where you had a roster and you're like, okay, well, what are we going to do with this? This roster is not going to be finalized until August 1st. Keep in mind, you got somebody like a Taylor Upshaw who wasn't even here during spring ball. And he comes in at fall camp and he becomes an eight sack per game guy. That is something that Arizona is going to need. You're going to have to be able to find some players that can fit into that. But you also need to know, too, that reinforcements are on the way. And when I say reinforcements are on the way, I mean that reinforcements are on the way. Kevon Darton, going to be, I think, a big, big pickup from the University of Syracuse. I expect him to start. I would be stunned if he didn't start. And honestly, I think you're going to see some other dudes as well that are going to be big pickups. We will find that out. You got to get another linebacker in play. But this is a top 20 team. There's no doubt about it. This is a top 20 basketball team and a team that Arizona should be very, very happy with competing. Now, moving over to the Arizona basketball side, Carter Bryant. I get a lot of people saying, why don't you talk about Carter Bryant? It is a good thing, because Arizona is in very, very good shape with being the Carter Bryant top 20 player, is going to be able to kind of get his sea legs, feel everything out. And then after that, I think you're going to find out that you got a really good player. I do believe that he is a two-year player. I've never really wavered on that. But he also could force his way into the rotation much quicker much sooner than later. Keep in mind, this is a guy who physically is kind of immature, which is a good thing for an 18-year-old, because there's a lot of room for improvement. He's not coming in built like Stanley Johnson, but he's also looked really good. And when he is fully engaged, when he is fully activated, he is a really good basketball player. So I think the bare minimum for him is a KJ Lewis type role as a freshman, but I also think that there is a higher upside for him potentially. And he's the epitome of a player that you hope can just kind of force his way into the lineup. If he forces his way into the lineup, that's obviously a great thing for the University of Arizona. And again, I think he's a two-year player, comes from a really good family, comes from good stock, and he is a, like I said, he's a guy that would be very, very excited about. And I think as a sophomore, you're really going to like what you see. But you also got to remember, too, going into the Big 12, this is going to be a little bit of a different animal. This is in the Big 12, you're dealing with grown men. You're dealing with physicality. Not only that, you're dealing with a lot of COVID seniors. And that's a big difference. When you're dealing with players who are 23, 24 years old, heck, Jermaine Cousinard was 26 years old. That's something that's a little bit different. But Carter Bryant, I think, is going to make a massive, massive impact. And by the time he leaves here, if he stays here 2 years, I fully expect him to be a lottery pick. He's got all the potential in the world to do that. And as far as Josan Sainon, KJ Lewis, and Caleb Love, I expect Arizona to have two of those three. I don't think Arizona is going to be able to have all three of those guys, but I do think you're going to have two of those three. And if you have two of those three, you're going to have a top 10, top 15 team on your hands. Keep in mind, Big 12 is absolutely loaded. You're going to have probably five of the top 10 teams in the country. But Arizona is going to have more than enough players to be able to compete at the highest level and to potentially beat anybody as well. Very, very good times to be an Arizona basketball and an Arizona football fan. We will see you on Monday.